Welcome to the deep dive. So we've got a really interesting set of sources today, all about building a social media presence for golf. But, and this is the important part, it's focused entirely on South Africa.
That's right. And all the insight comes from one place, the research on the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Okay, so what's our mission with this?
Our mission is to get really deep into hyper-localization. We're unpacking the strategies that, you know, only work in South Africa. And we want to see what great things happen when golfers in, say, Cape Town or Johannesburg actually connect online.
Okay, let's jump in. The first question has to be, where are these golfers hanging out online?
Well, the sources point to the big ones you'd expect, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but they also really emphasize LinkedIn.
LinkedIn? That feels a bit different for golf, doesn't it?
It does at first, but it's apparently critical because of how huge corporate golf days are there.
Yeah.
That's the professional network where those big events get organized.
Ah, okay. So you're hitting different platforms for different reasons.
Exactly. And once you're on the right platform, the sources say you need that South African touch.
What does that actually mean in practice?
It means anchoring your profile right away.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned famous courses like Fancourt or the Durban Country Club in your bio.
So people know you're legit.
Instantly.
Yeah.
And your content needs to reflect the culture. So you talk about having a braai after a round.
Right.
Or you build content around a big local event like the Joburg Open. That connection builds community faster than anything else.
And that community feeling is really the core of it. Let's talk about the benefits, because it's not just about likes and follows.
Oh, not at all. This is where it gets interesting. The sources show this localization builds really strong local networks. It leads to more people playing, sharing tips, and, you know, making real friends, even in regions like the Free State.
So it takes the digital connection and makes it a real world thing.
Precisely. And there's another layer here that I found really powerful.
The mental health angle.
Yeah. The research highlights that sharing your golf journey online can actually help reduce stress.
Wow.
Local psychologists apparently encourage it because it gives people that sense of belonging, which can combat loneliness.
That's a huge benefit. So if we know the why, we have to get the how right.
And that brings us to strategy. How do you make sure everyone can see your content?
You have to use their language. The sources talk about using local hashtags, right? Like hashtag Cape Town Golf.
Exactly. Or referencing beautiful areas like the Garden Route. And make sure your posts are seen by the right local audience.
But there was another point in there that felt really important about accessibility.
Yes, and this is crucial. The research from the Golf Day Buddy app is very clear that not everyone, especially in rural South Africa, has fast internet.
So those big, heavy video files might not work for everyone.
Right. The suggestion is to focus on simpler posts. You know, high-quality photos, short text. It's a simple change that makes sure everyone can be part of the community.
That's a really smart, inclusive approach. And what about timing?
Timing is everything. You plan posts around big local events, like the Sunshine Tour.
Or maybe offer winter specials timed perfectly for golfers in the high belt that keeps the content fresh and relevant.
So really what this all comes down to is that focusing locally, using these very specific South African strategies, it brings real rewards.
Stronger friendships, less stress, and just more involvement in the game.
It absolutely does. I think the big lesson from the Golf Day Buddy app's research is that to grow any passion, you have to speak the unique language of your local community.
That's a fantastic takeaway.
So I want to leave everyone with a final thought to mull over. We know local clubs in places like KwaZulu-Natal are thriving by using social media this way. So my question is, what one unique local custom could you highlight online today? Something specific to your course or your town to instantly connect with a new group of golfers.